This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Hi, it's Scott Bywater here, and I'd like to talk about the power of your subconscious when it comes to headline writing and creating headlines. And the subconscious is often underestimated, and people sort of say, "Oh yeah, don't worry about the, it sounds fluffy or whatever." But in reality, the subconscious mind is operating all of the areas of our body. So we're breathing. We don't do that with our conscious mind. That's all happening unconsciously. Our breathing, our blood's cruising around our body and making us alive, and all of these things are happening without our conscious awareness. And that the same thing can be done within the writing process and the advertising process. So and this is one of the reasons why I really encourage you to do your research first, because as you're doing your research, all of these ideas are just plopping into your subconscious mind, and you're really getting all of these ideas floating into your mind, and they will pop up to the surface later on when you need them. Yeah, much the same, I guess, as if as if you're studying, let's say, a particular topic. So let's say you're studying a law degree, for instance. Well, you go, you do your classes, you go to your university classes, et cetera, et cetera. And then when it's time for the exam, a question goes down, and those answers will pop up to the surface as they're needed. And it's the same thing when you're looking for that, that magical headline. All of that content is sort of is sitting there that you've digested, and you allow it to you allow it to flick in. So I guess the question is, you can see this subconscious mind as a little animal, I guess, in your, if you just want to picture it as a little friendly animal that's floating around in your head. And what you want to do is you want to feed that subconscious mind. So it's much the same as you would feed a pet. You would feed your dog or your cat because you want it to be alive and happy and well and all that sort of thing. Well, you want to consistently feed your subconscious mind with good information. So let's just talk about a few of the ways that you can feed your subconscious mind so you can create great headlines and awesome headlines. I mean, one of the things which I learned in the early days from a guy called Gary Halbert, who was an incredible copywriter, was the whole concept of the card system. And basically, the card system is very, very simple. You get all the best headlines. You get your swipe files together, and all the good examples of headlines. Now, the first thing you do is you write down that headline in your own handwriting. So you write it down in your own handwriting. You put that headline down. Now what that's going to do is that's going to do two things. When you write that headline down in your own handwriting, you're going to be feeding your mind, it's going to be seeping in at a deeper level, because when you write it down with your own handwriting, it gets into your mind at a much deeper level. But where you're going to be writing them is the key here. So I would suggest getting yourself some 3-inch by 5-inch cards. And if you go to your local news agency or your local Office Works or your local office supply store, you should be able to get them. Just say, "Hey, I want these little cardboard cards. They're about 3-inch by 5 inches, and they should be able to direct you to these cards. Now, once you got these cards, and you'll be able to get them in packs of 50 or 100 or 200 or 500 or whatever, you then grab your swipe file and you start just scribbling down on these cards. So, for instance, there's one headline. I've just got one of my swipe files up now, and the headline is lies, lies, lies. So you might write across the top, lies, lies, lies. And then you'll write down And then underneath that, there's a subheadline. So I'd suggest writing down the whole thing. And it says, "We investors are fed up." And you might just want to even write this down as you're listening. You know, "We investors," just so you get a bit of a feeling for, because it seeps in at a different level when you actually write down your headline. So we investors are fed up with everyone lying to us, you know, with everyone lying to us and wasting our money. But getting rich is the best revenge. How to be 20% richer by election day. So as you write this down, so then that goes on one of the 3x5-inch cards, and then you go to the next 3x5-inch card, and you write down, here's the next one I've got on my swipe file. Market mayhem, a final warning. So you write that down. Then you write down the medicine. So obviously your swipe file is going to be different, but then the next one I've got on my list is the medicine chest murders. Will a prescription you're taking now be the next great drug disaster? So what you're doing is you're writing these down, and you're obviously getting benefits from the first time you're writing it down, because it's seeping into your subconscious mind on quite a deep level. But the other advantage is that now you've got these cards, and what I used to do, I used to carry them around with me. So I'd go to the local coffee shop, and I'd start to, you know, flick through these cards. I'd just have them, and I'd just be reading these headlines, and as I'm reading through these headlines, they're seeping into my subconscious mind. I'm reading through them so that, you know, at some stage it's going to be like, bang, that's the right headline for me. So you've got these, you know, these headlines which are just, and you're able to digest them very, very quickly. Because let's say you go to the places where you've got to wait. You know, you might go to the, you know, go to see the doctor, or you might have to, You might just be around home hanging out on a Saturday afternoon. Well, you pull your cards out and you start to flick through them. You know, you start to flick through them, and as you're doing that, these headlines are seeping into your subconscious mind. You might even make it, you know, a process or a system in your day, and make it part of your daily ritual where, you know, as soon as you wake up, and this is if you're really committed to getting really strong and good at headline writing, where as soon as you wake up, you just spend 10 minutes, or as soon as you get into work, you just spend 10 minutes reading through, you know, these headlines, or you might even decide to spend 10 minutes reading through them and then writing them out, you know, on a separate sheet of paper in your own, you know, in your own handwriting. And that will make you really, really good at it. I know in the early days, I used to wake up at 6 o'clock, and for the first hour before I even started any work, I said, well, this is my one thing. I'm going to get really good at writing copy. And I would just scribble. I would just, you know, get, you know, the best ads I had, and I would write the opening in my own handwriting, and I would write the headline, the opening, and the close. And I had a whole exercise book, and I filled it up just with writing down ads and penning down ads and doing that sort of thing. And I can highly recommend that, you know, that process. So as you're doing this, you're feeding your subconscious mind, to create great headlines and really strong and powerful, you know, powerful headlines. You know, I was listening to Dan Kennedy recently, and he was saying, when you're a writer, you do need to work, you do need to work hard. But he says, I write, most of my stuff while I sleep. So he goes to bed, and he's done all his research and all that sort of thing. And often you can wake up and it's like, oh bang, you know, those ideas are just, are just there. And I've had the same experience myself, where I've actually been lying there at night, and I've been reading through, you know, a lot of sales copy and everything, and the whole format, and I need to go grab my pen and paper, because the whole format and the whole outline of the sales copy is basically coming to me while I'm lying there at night. And the reason it's coming to me is because, you know, I've read through all these sales letters and that sort of thing. So the same thing can happen with you, you know, with sales copy, and also specifically with headlines. It can really, it can really come with you. So if you, once you've fed your, and the key is, this isn't going to happen. Like, it's not going to write, you know, you're not going to get headlines in your sleep if you haven't done the hard yards and done, you know, fed your subconscious mind. That's really the key. The same as right now, if I ask you a question about the law, you know, and about, you know, someone studying law would know, and I ask you that question, it's not going to pop into your mind and you're not going to be able to recite the answer. Whereas someone who's been studying law for the last 3 years will be able to recite that answer, and they'll have that answer on the tip of their tongue. Why? Because they've done the hard work. So that's where I think, yeah, the intuition and this sort of this sort of thing comes from, is when you've put the hard work in to start with, to really get that, you know, get that experience and that sort of and get that knowledge into your subconscious mind. You fed that little little friendly animal hanging out in your in your brain, so to speak.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.